Alright, today's daf is Shabbos Taf Kuf Chaf Dalet. Today we're going to discuss mostly Tiltul Klisha Malachta Lahetta. We discussed yesterday the historical development of the Isser of Muksa and how originally everything was made Aser, and then slowly but surely things became Mutter. So it's going to break down as follows. First we're going to discuss whether several Mishnayos were taught before Muksa restrictions were relaxed or afterwards, at which point in the historical process a number of Mishnayos were taught because it happened over the course of time. The Mishnah then mentions a Machlokas between Tanakamin and Rabbi Nechemiah, how restricted we are in Klisha Malachta Laheter, and moving Klisha Malachta Laheter, Klisha Malachta Laheter again means just kelim that we use for normal mutter things to do on Shabbos, forks, knives, plates, chairs, tables, all these normal things. So Rabbi and Rava argue the exact details of the Machlokas Tanan by Klisha Malachta Laheter. Then the Gemara discusses non-kelim and their more strict muktzah status. Then the Mishnah teaches that even broken kelim can be moved on Shabbos, provided that they're still usable, but we have Machlokas Tanayim, whether they need to be usable for their original use or for any use whatsoever, they could be usable and that would be good enough. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have three different opinions in Amorayim regarding where a piece of pottery can be considered useful and therefore not Muktzah, whether it's only in a Chatzer, even in a Karmelis, or even in a Rosh Hashanah. So that's the basic outline of the daf today. So we left off on daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis after going through the two basic shitos about the historical development of muktzah. So the Gemara tells us about 5-6 lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Chanina, v'chein b'yimei Nechemya v'chachalya nishnas mishnah zu, that this mishnah was taught already in the days of Nechemya, t'chsiv b'yam ma'im arisi b'yudu dorchum gosos b'shabbos u'mevi'im ha'arimos, that he referred to what he saw going on Shabbos in his time. And if you look at Rashi, where is it? Mishnah Zu, says Rashi, Dila'el, which Mishnah? Dila'el, Barishona Yom Gimel Kelim Vesulo, Mishum Davu Mizalzulim Bishabasos. He says the Mishnah that we said before, that they were originally asked everything Mishum Mukta, that's because they asked everything except for three particular Kelim that they allowed you to use, that's because people were being Mizalzul and Shabbos. Dichsiv, Biyam and Mahema Vagomer. This Pasuk is Nechemiah's observation that people are being Mizalzul and Shabbos, and therefore they needed to react to that in a very strong way, and the way they reacted was by making everything aser, by making everything except for those three kelim aser mishum muktza. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kanin umakalos glustru umaducha kulan kodem ataras kelim nishnu. There are four mishnayos that all must have been taught before ataras kelim, before we got to the point in history where we finally were matir kelim shemalachtam leheter legamri and kelim shemalachtam leiser letzorech according to Abaye letzorech kufo, according to Rava both letzorech kufo and letzorech mekoma. We recall yesterday that Abaye left us in a more strict place than Rava did. Abaye held that a kelim shemalachtam leiser is mutter to move when you need it, but not when you need its makom. And Rava said there's never a chiluk between tzorach kufo and tzorach makomo. And therefore, whenever they were matir klisha malach l'iser l'tzorach kufo, they were matir klisha malach l'iser l'tzorach makomo as well. But we're going to identify four mishnayos: one about kanin, one about makalos, one about glustra, and one about maducha. That all must have been before these heterim came into being, and we'll identify one by one. Kanin, what's the mission about kanin? Ditnan lo sidur akanim lo netilasan doches haShabbos. The arranging and the removal of the kanim on the shulchan are not doches Shabbos. The kanim are the boards that they would put in between the lechem apanim, in between the different breads, the different loaves of the lechem apanim, to make sure that they wouldn't spoil. Because when you put hot loaves of bread one on top of the other and they're in contact with each other, it will spoil much more quickly. It will turn It will turn moldy much more quickly. So they would put these boards on the shulchan in between the breads, that they shouldn't make each other turn moldy. So when they would put it on the shulchan between the chalos, and when they would remove it, you're not allowed to do either of those things on Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom, Dochas Shabbos el nichnas be'erev Shabbos v'notel kanim ulamachar misalek ha'ma'aracha yeshana u'misadra ha'chadasha below kanim. when they would take out the old maracha and arrange the new arrangement of breads on the shulchan, they would do it without kanim. Umotzai Shabbos nichnas v'nosna kanim b'nehen. And then on Motzai Shabbos they would put the boards in between. Zu nishnas kodem heter minyan arishon damalach on the heter v'kasal tzarach gufan. How do I know this was before the heterim came along? Because these kanim are klishim lach on the heter. Well, you're allowed to put things in between loaves of bread on Shabbos. There's no malach involved in that, so it's a klisha malach to the heter, and what are they being metalted for? L'tzarach gufan. They needed to use it for its normal heter use, and still we assume that it's aser. Still, the Mishnah assumes that it's aser. So this must have been one of those early Mishnayos before we were matir klisha malach to the heter. Makalos. What's the second Mishnah about makalos? Ditnan. We have a Mishnah as follows: makalos dakin chalakin oyusham. When on Erev Pesach, the Azara was a very, very busy place. All of Klal Yisrael had to bring Karm Pesach. The Mishnah Pesachim describes how Kohanim were walking around knee-deep in blood because then the Gemara just says that was an expression. They really had pretty good drainage in the Beis Hamikdash, but that they drained up they plugged up the drains in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, that there are so many people walking, that there are so many people bringing Karbanos. But whatever it was, a very, very busy time. Everyone had to bring Karm Pesach, so they didn't have enough hooks to put the animals on to skin the animals properly. Normally you would hang the animal upside down on a hook and skin it that way. So what they had to do is they had to come up with ways to skin the animal. They couldn't throw it on the floor. It's kachim. So they had to come up with ways to skin an animal properly. And one of the things that they did is they had these boards that they would put on. I would stand across from another person. We'd put it on these boards across our shoulders, and then we'd lie the animal across those boards or hang the animals from the boards that are being held up by our shoulders. So those are the makalos. So they had these thin, flat makalos, these boards that they would put on the shoulder of one person and the shoulder of another person who's standing across from him, and they would hang the animal from that, and they would be mafshit, and they would skin the animal. Amar Rav Lazar, arbaas v'shchalios b'Shabbos. What if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, though? So then they couldn't use those boards. So then, maniach yado al kasif chavero v'yad chavero al ksefo v'tolo mafshit. Then instead of having boards going from my shoulder to your shoulders, I would put my arm, each person would put their arm on the other person's shoulders, so their arms would serve as those boards, and they would hang the animals on their arms while they would skin with their other hand. So that's how they would work it. Well, wait a second. What's the problem with using the boards on Shabbos? What's wrong with these boards? These are klisha melachto leheter, because it was mutter for them to skin the animal. So apparently they held that it was aser at that time. So when this Mishnah was taught, it was before they were matir all of these things. It was before they got all the way to the point where they were matir the makalos. So that's the second Mishnah. Third Mishnah, glustra. We had a Mishnah about glustra that also must have been early in the historical development of the mukta process. The Tanan, nagar sheyesh barosho glustra. If you have a bar that locks a door shut, and it has a handle at the end of it. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shomtom in Pesach Zeh V'Talu B'Chaver B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to remove it from one door and put it into another door on Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Hareu K'Kol HaKelim U'Mitalto B'Chatzer. Rabbi Tarfon says it's like all other kelim, and you could move it in the chatzer. So if you look at Rashi, he explains how we know this was early in the process before we were matir all the mukta. Second line of Rashi, Shomtom in Pesach Zeh V'Talu B'Chavero V'Yafal Gav D'Tzarech L'Gufo Shomto al yidei greira. Shomto doesn't mean to move it in the normal way. Shomto means pull it out and drag it. Aval tiltul gamor lo. But to actually pick it up and move it in a regular way, that we don't allow. So even though it's a klisha melachta leheter, this is a door lock. Well, what's the iser? It's a klisha melachta leheter. Apparently, when you need it l'tzarech gufo, you need it to use it to lock another door. We don't allow you to lift it up and move it to the other door. You have to schlep it. You have to drag it on the ground to move it to the other door. So apparently, regular tiltel of a klisha melachta leheter, whenever this Mishnah was taught, was not yet mutter. Maducha, the fourth Mishnah that we said was also taught before all of the before everything became everything fell into place the way we have now, before all of the Heterim were taught to us. So Maducha was the Mishnah we had yesterday, Hadi Amran. Remember we said yesterday that a Maducha, if it has shum, if it has garlic in it, you can move it. If it doesn't have garlic in it, you're not allowed to move it. So wait a second, but we already asked about that yesterday, and we said that according to Rava, it must be talking about moving it Mechamel itself, where Rava holds that you're not allowed to move it. Something that's a klishim nachtel the iser, which a maducha is, it's a klishim nachtel the iser. So Rava holds you're allowed to move both l'tzorach gufo and l'tzorach mekomo. So Rava said, yeah, when it says you're not allowed to move an empty maducha, it meant when you're trying to move it just mechamel itzel, you're moving it out of the sun to protect it, and you're not allowed to move a klishim nachtel the iser mechamel itzel. You're not allowed to move a klishim nachtel the iser from chamel itzel. You see gardening equipment out in your backyard, and you're afraid that it's going to get destroyed because of inclement weather or something, so you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to move it mechamel itzel to go and to protect it. So Rava already answered that this was after all of the Mishnayos were learned, and it was talking about the case of mechamel itzel. And Abaye also, Abaye we said would just simply say that it's l'tzorach mekomo, because Abaye holds that a klishim lachtel l'iser, you're not even allowed to move l'tzorach mekomo. So Rashi points out that the Gemara wasn't so comfortable with those answers. Yes, we already asked these questions, and Rav and Abaye each gave answers, but these were shinuya dechiki. These were pressed, forced answers, and we'd rather just say that it was talking about moving it for any reason whatsoever, and it was simply before Hataras Kalim, before they were ever matir, moving a klishim lachta l'isr at all. Now, afterwards, the halacha would change, and the halacha would be that it's mutter to move it l'kulei alma l'tzorach gufo, and according to Rava, l'tzorach mekomo as well. So those are the four Mishnayos that must have been taught, or likely were taught, before all the Heterim came into being. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, nah, he doesn't buy it. Mimai. Maybe I could tell you all four of these Mishnayos were taught later on, after we were already Matir Kalim. Kanim time am I. What's the reason by the Kanim that we didn't use them on Shabbos, that we wouldn't put the boards in between the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos to save them from spoiling? The whole reason we used them in the first place was to save from moldy, from the Lechem Apanim becoming moldy. But it simply wasn't needed on Shabbos, because in the short amount of time till the end of Shabbos, it wouldn't become moldy anyway. So since it wasn't needed, there was no reason to use them. So yes, it's a klishim lachta lahater. Yes, you're allowed to move a klishim lachta lahater for whatever need, l'tzorach kufa, l'tzorach mekomo, even mechamel itzel, even to protect it, the way we paskin. But over here, it wasn't needed at all. There was no tzorach kufa, there was no tzorach mekomo, there was no chamel itzel. You simply didn't need to use it, because nothing was happening on Shabbos. Nothing was becoming moldy on Shabbos. Rashi raises the obvious problem. When it comes to Lechem Apanim, nothing was happening ever. It was never going to become moldy. That was one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, that they used to show the Am when they would take off the Lechem Apanim from the week before. They would squeeze it to show everybody that it was still fresh. Lechem Apanim had to be on the Shulchan Tamid, when they had to be constantly on the Shulchan. If you would, when they would remove the old one, they'd remove it by pushing the new one on and removing the old one. So it was a week old already by the time they took it off, and one of the things they would do is they would hold it up and they would squeeze it to show that it was still soft and that it was still fresh. How did they have Lechem Apanim in Pesach if it had to be on the Shulchan constantly? Because Lechem Apanim was matzah, it wasn't chametz. So how could you squeeze matzah? So it was a tefach chai, but it was matzah. It was a tefach tol matzah. The Shulchan Aruch writes that we're machmir, we don't make matzah that's a tefach thick, because we're not certain that we'd be able to keep it from becoming chametz. They had a special way of making matzah that was a tefach thick. So we can't make it a tefach thick. So how thick we can make it, that's subject to different minhagim. Sephardim have thicker matzahs than Ashkenazim. But that was one of the miracles in the Beis Midrash, that it was still very fresh and soft a week later. And think about it, if it never became chametz, so it never really, the dough never really had a chance to rise, so it's very condensed. For it to be soft, it mamish has to be like it's right out of the oven. If you've ever had Sephardi matzahs, the only way to eat them soft, the Sephardi matzahs, which aren't tefach thick, the only way to eat them soft is by freezing them immediately and then putting them in the oven right before you eat them. That's the only way they become soft. Otherwise, they're hard like a rock. They're like bricks. So this was one of the great miracles of the Beis HaMikdash. So says Rashi, yeah, lo samchina nanisa. We're not somech on the neis, so we couldn't be somech. So we view it as if there were a tzorech for the kanim normally, so we would put them in. But really, it wasn't the neis happened as the neis happened. We didn't really need it. Now this concept of ein somchina on the neis is obviously has to be tempered with shomer psayim Hashem, meaning there are these two conflicting concepts. On the one hand, we say that if a person just goes, does things that in a normal way and simply does normal things, then even if it turns out that some of those things that he does are really dangerous, but we assume that if it's what normal people do when he's just going about his normal life, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, Hashem will guard over simple people who just do what they're supposed to do, even though it's really dangerous stuff. On the other hand, Ein Somchin Al Neis, the person has to be Somech Al Neis. So that's the question. Rav Moshe writes in some of his earlier tshuvas about smoking, that Shomer Pesayim Hashem, they don't have to worry, Hashem will protect the simple people who just do what's normal. And since the whole world smokes, so it's normal to do that. So in his later tshuvas, he's not as excited about that svara. And all the contemporary poskim say, with all the research that we know now, and we've moved from that point of Shomer Pesayim Hashem to Ein Somchin Al Neis. What do you mean? The amount of people that die each year, you see that it's not Shomer Pesayim Hashem, that it would require a neis to go into moving traffic and say Shomer Pesayim Hashem. A person has to be somewhat careful about these things, very careful about these things. Okay, so that was the reason why the Kanim might not have been at an early stage. That Mishnah could have been taught later. It's simply because it wasn't really needed. Makalos, what about the Makalos? Why is it that we wouldn't use those on Shabbos? Because again, they weren't really needed. There was another Eitzah. Rabbi Elazar said, use your arms to hang the animal from, and that would be fine. Glustra, what about the door lock? That's a totally different issue. That had nothing to do with Tiltul Muktzah. There was no Eruv. That's why we said you had to drag it along. Not because of Muktzah. That inside the doorway is like inside the house, so you're carrying the Kalim of the house in the Chatzer. Rabbi Tarfon held in that Mishnah of the Glustra. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua said, That's why Rabbi Shua said you have to drag it, because it's a kli from the bias that you're moving in the chatzer. Rabbi Tarfon said, Tocha Pesach Kiluchutz Dami, that the glustra in the doorway is like it's already in the chatzer. Umana de chatzer b'chatzer kametaltel. And therefore you're moving a chatzer kli within the chatzer, and that's okay to do, and that's why he held that you're allowed to. Maducha, and what about the fourth Mishnah? Well, Rabbi Nechemya hi. Maybe that Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, who holds that you can only move something for the Tashmish HaMiyuchad, though, for its, you're only allowed to move any kli for its normal use. And the Maducha's normal use is not to use as a chair, which is the case that the Mishnah was speaking about, where you want to move it over just to use it to sit on it. And that's why we're machmir about Maducha, but nothing to do with these Mishnayos being taught very early on. Okay, new Mishnah now, Kuf Chav Dal Raman Aleph. Kol HaKelim Nital L'Tzorech Shlol L'Tzorech Rem Nechem Yomer, Ein Nital L'Nel L'Tzorech. All kelim can be moved whether they're needed or they're not needed. Rav Nechemya holds they can only be moved if they are needed. So the question is, needed, what does needed mean? What does letzorach mean? What does shalol letzorach mean? What's Rav Nechemya adding? What's Rav Nechemya talking about? So says the Gemara, my letzorach, my shalol letzorach. What did the Mishnah mean when it said all kelim can be moved, letzorach and shalol letzorach? What does that terminology refer to? So Amar Rabba, letzorach dover shemlachta leheter letzorach gufo. Letzorach means that you're allowed to move a cliche when you need it. You're allowed to move a fork if you want to eat. Shalol letzorach means that you're allowed to move a kli shemlach leheter when you need the place that it's on. You're allowed to clear the table off after the meal if you want to use the table. You're allowed to clear it from the forks and knives and plates and spoons and the cups and all the clay kelim shemlach leheter that are on the table. V'davar shemlach leiser letzorach gufo in letzorach makom alo. But a kli shemlach leiser, you're only allowed to move when you need it. not when you need the space that it's occupying. Vas Rabbi Nechabi Lameimar, Vafilu Dover Shamlach Lalahetu, Lutzorach Kufawin, Lutzorach Makom Alo. And Rabbi Nechemia says that even a Kli Shamlach Lalahetu, you're only allowed to move Lutzorach Kufo, not Lutzorach Makomo. Keep in mind that even the way we paskin about Kli Shamlach Lalahetu, that you're allowed to move Lutzorach Kufo, Lutzorach Makomo, and Mechamel itself, it doesn't seem that outside, meaning it's the historical development of the Yisra of Muksa is such that Kli Shamlach Lalahetu is muktza. There is a category of muktza called kli shamlach lalahetar. So when we look at a fork or a knife, we say, it's not muktza. No, it is muktza. It's just that you're always allowed to move it because you're allowed to move it when you need it. You're allowed to move it when it's l'tzorach makoma, when you need the space. And you're allowed to move it if you want to protect it. So any motivation you'd have in moving it, you're allowed to move it. Any tzorach you have whatsoever. So the poskim aren't sure. What if you're just playing with it? What if you're just fidgeting? Are you allowed to move a kli shamlach lalahetar? Sometimes people just, they're nervous. Thing that while they're talking, they play around with the silverware. So are you allowed to do that? So some of the poskim aren't so convinced that you're allowed to do that, because it's not that there's no isra of muksa on kli shamlach lalahetar. There is some sort of isra of muksa on kli shamlach lalahetar. It's just that for any need, you're allowed to do it. So others say, no, that's also a need. It calms you down when you play with things, when you have something to do with your hands. It calms you down. So maybe that's also considered a need. But it's odd. We often don't think of that in terms of muksa at all. It's just a question. It is muksa. It's just a matter of that it's a kind of muksa that's mutter for pretty much any tzorech. So anyway, so that's the first shita. His rabbi says l'tzorech means you're allowed to move a kli shamlach lalahetar l'tzorech gufo. Shlo l'tzorech means l'tzorech makomo, and a kli shamlach l'iser is only l'tzorech gufo, not l'tzorech makomo. Rabbi Nechem yells even a kli shamlach lalahetar, you're only allowed to move l'tzorech gufo. You're not allowed to move l'tzorech makomo, which would mean that you're allowed to use a fork to eat with, but you can't clear it off the table afterwards. Amar le Rava l'tzorech makomo shlo l'tzorech krisle. Rava says, how does that fit the words you call? The shalol tzorach you defined as moving kli shamlach lalahetar litzorach makomo. Well, shalol tzorach can't mean litzorach makomo. How do the words fit? Ela amar Rava says, no, it's like this. Litzorach davar shamlach lalahetar bein litzorach kufo bein litzorach makomo. The word litzorach means you're allowed to move a kli shamlach lalahetar both litzorach kufo and litzorach makomo. Shalol tzorach means vafilu mecham litzel, even if you don't need the kli at all. You're just moving it to protect it, but you don't really need it right now at all. You're moving it from the sun to the shade to protect it. Like we saw, Rava held at the end of yesterday's daf that a kli shamlach l'iser, you're allowed to move both l'tzorach kufo and l'tzorach makomo, just not mecham l'tzel, not to protect it. And Rabbi Nechemia came along and said that a kli shamlach l'heter has the same rule as what you think a kli shamlach l'iser has. You're allowed to move l'tzorach kufo l'tzorach makomo, not mecham l'tzel. So both according to Rabba and according to Rava, Rabbi Nechemia is coming to say that a kli shamlach l'heter has the same din of what we think a kli shamlach l'iser has. The difference is, what do they hold is that the din is by a kli shamlach l'iser. According to Rabba, kli shamlach l'iser can be moved l'tzorach kufo, but not l'tzorach makomo. According to Rava, kli shamlach l'iser can be moved both l'tzorach kufo and l'tzorach makomo, simply not mecham l'tzel. So Yasser of Safra v'racha bar huna v'rav huna bar chanina v'yasi v'kamri l'rabba alivad Rabbi Nechemia. According to Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Nechemia, again, Rabba was the first shita, that the way he understood Rabbi Nechemia is even a kli shamlach l'heter can only be moved l'tzorach kufo, not l'tzorach makomo. So how do we clear the table on Shabbos? After we've already eaten, how are we allowed to remove the plates from the table on Shabbos? Isn't that only the Tzorach Makoma? You're just clearing space on the table, and you said that a kli shamlach lalahetar is not allowed to be moved, the Tzorach Makoma? Samalu Rav Safra, Mididava, Graf Shalrei. No, you have to say that dirty kelim are disgusting. So since they're disgusting, you're allowed to remove them. That's like a Graf Shalrei, like a vessel that was used for people to go to the bathroom in. You don't have to keep it in your living quarters because it's going to be disgusting. disgusting. So that's why we allowed you to remove it. What about unused plates, unused forks, things that are not disgusting? Say Nechanami, he would say that it's aser. He would say you would not be allowed to do it. Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Nechami would be that one would not be allowed to do it. It's a good thing we don't pass it that way. But that would be Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Nechami. So Amalei Abaye L'Rabba, so Abaye said to Rabba, L'mara libid Rabbi Nechami. You, according to Rabbi Nechami, Hani Karo Seichem Taltinulu, how are you allowed to move plates? Amalei Rav Safar Chavrin Tirgma Midava Graf Shel Rei. We already answered that question. It's Midava Graf Shel Rei, that if it's dirty and disgusting, that's why you're allowed to move it. So the Rashba has an interesting ha'ar over here. The Rashba says, wait a second, really these things are mukta. You're just allowed to move it out of the way because it's a graf shel rei, right? So he says, it turns out that we, from this question that we ask, how are you allowed to move kalim that were already used, it sounds like according to Rava, this kasha would not be a problem at all. Because what did Rava hold? That you're allowed to move it litzarech makomo. Well, when we move plates off the table, do we move it only to clear off the table? Meaning, as soon as the table, if you need to use the space of the table, we generally, where do we put those plates? Do we just take it off the table and put it on the floor right next to the table as soon as we're... No, we bring it all the way to the sink. We bring it all the way to the kitchen. So according to Rava, why are you allowed to do that? The whole reason you're allowed to move it is to move it litzorach makomo, that you're allowed to move it litzorach makomo. Well, if you're only allowed to move it litzorach makomo, how do we bring it all the way there? How do we bring it wherever we want to bring it to? So says Rashba, what you see is that when you're allowed to be metaltal muktzah, you're allowed to take, once it's in your hand and you're being metaltal it, you can put it down wherever you want. You can continue to carry it as far as you want. You don't have to stop at the closest possible area. That's the Shitas HaRashba, and that is the Shitas HaRitva as well. Rashi said the same thing earlier in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos writes this way in Maseches Beitza, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simen Shin Ches Siv Gimel. Now the next step, the Magen Avram in Simen Reish Samech Vav Siv Katan Yutes, and in Simen Shin Ches Siv Katan Zayin, adds one step further. He says, Hu Adin, if you accidentally forgot and you took something muktzah in your hand, also you're allowed to carry it to wherever you want to take it. Meaning it's not only when dealing with something that you originally took beheter that you're allowed to continue carrying it till you get to where you want to go, even if it was something that you originally took be'isser, you're allowed to continue carrying it until you get to where you want to go. The Mishra Berurah in Shin Ches of Katan Yud Gimel quotes that the Bir Agra disagrees with this Magen Avram and holds that it's only when you started beheter that you're allowed to continue to carry it. This is a big discussion. When are you allowed to continue carrying things, and what's called a new tiltal, and what's called just continuing to carry something? Are you allowed to move it from one hand to the other hand? Is that called a new tiltal? Tosefa Shabbos and Simen Shin Ches says that no, that's a tiltal mechadash, to move from one hand to the other hand. The Kaf HaChayim paskens that way as well. But the Prima Gadim says, no, you're allowed to move from one hand to the other hand. It's the same tiltal. The Chachma Shlomo in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Ches is matir even to give it to somebody else and have the somebody else put it down where they want it. That's also, he views, not only is moving it from one end to the other end a continuation of the same tiltal, even moving it to somebody else's hands is a continuation of the same tiltal. On the other hand, the Yeshuas Yaakov in Simen Shin Ches writes that if you sit down or stop and stand in place, then it's not called tiltal muktzah, and therefore when you start moving again, it's also considered a tiltal chadash. It's considered to be moving it, a brand new moving, which would be usher to do. So this is a major discussion in the poskim. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Eisve Abaye l'Rava, so Abaye asks and Rava as follows. Maducha, if you have a maducha, mortar, yesh bashum, if it has garlic, we said yes, so you're allowed to move it. Vim lav, otherwise, ein metaltan osa. You're not allowed to be metaltan. Now, according to Rabbah, this works very well, because you don't need it l'tzorach gufa, so that's why you're not allowed to be metaltan it. But according to Rava, that you're allowed to be metaltalit anyway. So if you need it, even if you need it just l'tzorach makoma, you're allowed to be metaltalit. So why are you not allowed to be metaltalit? So achamayaskin mechamel itzel. So Rava already answered. That's talking about mechamel itzel, moving it from the sun to the shade, where a klishim lachtalister is not allowed to be moved, even though it's a klishim lachtalister where it's mutal l'tzorach kufal l'tzorach makoma, it's not allowed to be moved mechamel itzel. Eisvei v'shavin shem kitzav lav basar shasal. Tatlov. We also mentioned yesterday that the meat chopping block, you're also not allowed to be metaltal. So Hachanan Mechamel Tzal. Rav answered that yesterday also. He said, no, that's talking about moving it, Mechamel Tzal. That's why. We said, you're not allowed to support a kedera, a pot with a piece of wood or with a door, but on Yom Tov, a piece of a splinter of wood is a davar shem lachta laheter, because it's you're allowed to make fires in Yantiv. Alma davar shem lachta laheter bein sarach ufa bein sarach mukamo aser. So don't you see davar shem lachta laheter? You're not allowed to move. So says Gemara, no hasam ayin time kivin the b'shabbes davar shem lachta laiseru zera Yom Tov atu Shabbos. No, a piece of wood on Shabbos is aser because it's a davar shem lachta laiser. So we make a gzera that you're not allowed to use it on Yantiv either. V'chitei m'shabbes kufei tishteri davar shem lachta laiseru sarach ufa sarach mukamo shari. But wait a second. On Shabbos, why should it be Aser? It's a Davar Shem Lachta L'Isser, and you're allowed to move a Davar Shem Lachta L'Isser L'Tzarek Uvel L'Tzarek Mekama. So if I need a piece of firewood to use, not for a fire, but to hold up my pot, what should be the problem with doing that on Shabbos? So says Gemara, Hanimi Le'echadika Torah's Kli Alav. Hechadalaka Torah's Kli Alav Lo. Very important. That's only if it has a din of a Kli. If it's not a Kli, even though it's a Davar Shem Lachta, because it's a Davar Shem Lachta L'Isser, not a Kli Shem Lachta L'Isser, we're going to be more machmir in Hilcha Shabbos, and we're not going to allow moving it, even with Tzarek Kufa or Tzarek Mekoma. This Paskin Mishal Chorakzim Shin Chesiv Zayin, that's something that doesn't have a din of a Kli. Tzroros, Avanim, pebbles, stones, even though you might be able to use them to cover a Kli or something like that, also Litaltalam. You're not allowed to move them, the Ramah adds, even Litzorech Kufo, and certainly not Litzorech Mekomo. These things are inherently mukta. So, frankly, Gemara, Migas Rina, but in general, do we make a gzera that you're not allowed to do things on Yontif Atu Shabbos? That's why you're not allowed to support a pot with a splinter, because it's mukta on Shabbos. But Tanan, Mashilim, Peros, Derech, Aruba, Biyomtov, Avalob, Shabbos. We said there are certain things you're allowed to do on Yontif and not on Shabbos. You're allowed to bring fruits in through the skylight in Yontif, but not on Shabbos. So, says Gemara, Mi Lo Gaz Rina, and what? You think we don't make a gzera on Yontif Atu Shabbos? Vatanan, Min Yomtov, Shabbos, Elochal, Nefesh, Bilvad. The Mishnah says, the only difference between Hilchas Yontif and Hilchas Shabbos is Elchal Nefesh. So you see, everything else we do make Zeres of Yontif Atu Shabbos. So we have a stira between two Mishnayos. Do we make Zeres of Yontif Atu Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says, not a stira, that's what we call a machlokas. Am Rav Yosef, Lokasha, Har Rabbi Lazar, Har Rabbi Yeshua. It's a machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether we make such Zeres. Titania, also Vesmanosh Nafla Labar. If you have an animal and its offspring that both fell into a bar, Rabbi Lazar, Ramamalas, Harishan Al Manasal Shokhto, Vishokhto, Vashen Yosla Parnasal Bimkomo. Take the first one out to shecht it, and on Yontif, because you're allowed to shecht it on Yontif. Second one you can't take out because you can't shecht both of them on the same day. So you have to throw some food down into the bar for the other one to be able to support itself, B'shil Shalayamas, and it shouldn't die. Rabbi Shua, Omer Rabbi Shua says, Malas Rishon Al Manas to Shokhto, Ve'eno Shokhto, take the first one out, Al Manas to shecht it, but then don't shecht it, and then Umaru Malas Hasheni, and then say, yeah, maybe I'm in the mood for the one that's still in the bar. I want to shecht that one. And so you can take that one out, and then you choose. Ratza Zesh whichever one you want. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas of Lazar B'Shua is really about whether we go there Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, whether you're allowed to take that second animal out. So says Gemara Mimai, how do you know that's what they're arguing about? Maybe Rabbi Lazar only asks moving that second animal over there because it's Efshel Lefarnasa. You're able to be Mefarnasid in the bar. But when you're not able to be Mefarnasid, he also would allow being Metaltel, this animal that has no use. Or maybe Rabbi Shua only allows moving that second animal because you have this harama. That you could always play this trick and say, maybe I want to use that animal. When you don't have the harama, then it wouldn't work. So Rav Papa says, we have this stira, whether it goes to Shabbos, Yantav, Atu Shabbos or not. It's not a machlokas of Rabbi Shua. It's a different machlokas. Habe Shammai, Habe Hillel. It's subject to machlokas, Habe Shammai, Habe Hillel. Beishamei holds that you're not allowed to do a hotza'a on Yontif when there's no need for it at all. Ein motzin, says Rashi in the top, hotza shelo lutzoreth, an unnecessary hotza, t'lo ishri l'chadchil b'yom tov t'feimi b'shabes ela ochel nefesh v'achtem m'shilin beis hillel. So you see that Beis Shammai holds that even on yontif we're going to be gozer atu Shabbos, that we're not going to allow it, and Beis Hillel holds that we will allow. Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel holds that we will allow certain things on yontif that we don't allow on Shabbos, that we're not going to make such gezeros. So you see that that's the answer to the steer in the Mishnayos. One Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai, the other one's going like Beis Hillel. Says Mar Emer de Shammai Beis Shammai Hotza. Tiltal mishamaluhu. No, where do we find that Beis Shammai is going to be mekel by hotzah? Where do we find that he's ever machmir rather by hotzah? Where do we ever find that he's machmir by muktza? Muktza is not a malacha. So says Gemara, v'tiltal gufei lav mishum hotzahi. What, do you not realize that the whole reason muktza is asur is because of hotzah? This is the Ravid. We saw yesterday, we mentioned three different shittos that the Rambam has, three different explanations the Rambam has for the isra of muktza, and the Ravid says there's a fourth explanation for the isra of muktza. If you're handling a whole bunch of different things, you might come to carry them outside. So the Ravid quotes this line of the Gemara. He says, "Beferish in the Gemara, tiltul zasser mishum otzah." Says Gemara, "Vayter vaf Rav saver lelahad Rava." Rav holds like Rava as well. Dama Rav mar shalo yignav zel tiltul shlo tzarich va'aser. If you move gardening equipment, a hoe, so that it doesn't get stolen, just to protect it, that's aser. Why? It's only because you're moving it to protect it. But if you were moving that would be just fine. The problem is that you're moving it, you're moving it to protect it, that's why it's aser. He said, bring me a trap that I could use to sit on, I could use it as a chair. Wasn't he trying to make a big deal out of the fact that, don't worry, you're allowed to move it from me because I want to use it Letzorach Gufo, implying that if I wanted just Letzorach Makomo, it would not be okay. Not like Rava. Says Gemara, Hachi Amalu, Shkulu Shusu Mikamikana. What he's saying is, take it from in front of me. Meaning he was saying, I want it moved Letzorach Makomo. And that was Mutter. V'iba Yisei Mahasa Mecham Letzel Hava. Or it was a case of Mecham Letzel, and that's why it wouldn't be Mutter. Rav Mari Bar Rachel Havalei Ahi Beisad Yusa B'Shamsha. He had a certain a pillow that was in the sun, and it was going to get ruined. Also, Kamei de Rava Amalei Malatil Talinu. So he asked Rava, am I allowed to move it? Amalei Shari. He said, yeah, sure you can. Isli Akrini. He says, but I have other pillows in the house. I don't really need it. So it's not really the Tzorach Gufo, it's just moving a Mechamel Itzel. So Chazal Urchid. So Rav said, don't worry, you could use it for guests. You can still use it. You still have some use for it in Shabbos. You can use it for your guests. That's fine. Isli Nami Lorchim. I have enough pillows for my guests also. Amalei Galisa Daitich the Karabas Virulach. He says, obviously, you're driving at something. You hold like Rabbi. You don't hold like me. You hold like Rabbi that you're not allowed to move it. Tzorach Makomo. Lukuli Am Lashari Lididach Aser. So I'll tell you what, everyone else is allowed to move it. You're not allowed to move it. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chia Barashi, Amarav, Machbedel Shel Milsa, brooms made out of cloth, Mutl Tatl Meshabbos, Alva Shel Tamar Lo. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos, but if they're made out of palms, then you're not allowed to move them. Reb Lozer Omer, Av Shel Tamar, even if made out of palm branches, you're allowed to move them. B'mayaskinan, Ilim L'tzor Kufa L'tzor Mekomo, if we're talking about moving L'tzor Kufa L'tzor Mekomo, V'halim Rav Shel Tamar Lo, V'arav Karavas Firle, why would Rav say that you're not allowed to move it if it's made out of palm branches? Rav holds like Rav, that Klishim Lach L'Isser, you're allowed to move both L'tzor Kufa and L'tzorach Makomo. Ela Mecham L'Tzel. It must be that we're talking about moving it to protect it. Bahalim Rav Lazar, Afshal Tamara. So what, Rav Lazar would hold that Afshal Tamara it's going to be Mutter, but it's a Davar Shem Lach L'Isser. No one allows moving it Mecham L'Tzel, Klishim Lach L'Isser. Why would Rav Lazar hold it's okay? So says Mar L'Yolim Mecham L'Tzel. We are talking about Mecham L'Tzel, Ema V'Chenam Rav Lazar. And we just recorded Rav Lazar's Shita incorrectly. Rav Lazar does not argue. Rav Lazar agrees that if it's Mecham L'Tzel, it's Aser, even Shal Tamara is going to be Aser. Says the Mishnah, Kala Kelim Anitol M'Shabbos Shevreim Nitol Nimahin. Any Kelim that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, even when they're broken, you're allowed to move them. Uvach Yosin Main Malacha. As long as they're still usable for something. Shivrei Ariva L'chas Ben Espiah Chavis. A broken bowl you could use to cover a barrel with. Shivrei Zechuchas L'chas Ben Espiah Pach. Broken glass you can use to cover a jar with. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Uvach Yosin Main Malachton. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not good enough that they're still usable for something. They have to still be usable for something similar. similar to what they used to be used for. Shivrei Areva, lots of the Tochen Makfa. The broken bowl has to still be able to hold something in it. Vishal Zuchuchis, lots of the Tochen Shemen. A broken jar, a glass jar, has to still be able to hold oil in it, not just as a cover for something. It has to still be usable for something similar to what it used to be used for. Amr Avidam Rishmol says the Gemara, Avidam Rishmol Machlokas, Shanishbru Me'erev Shabbos. The whole Machlokas in our Mishnah is if it breaks on Erev Shabbos. The Marasav Remain Melachton in the main Melacha Cheres Lo, Umarasav Rafiul Main Melacha Cheres. That's where they argue, does it have to be usable for the same type of use it used to have? Or even if it has any sort of use, it's good enough. Aval Nishbru B'Shabbos, Divrei Kol Mutar, and all Mukhan, and Al Gabi Avi, and Mutar. But if it breaks on Shabbos, everyone would hold that it's Mutar, since it's Mukhan Al Gabi Avi, since it was mutter when Shabbos started. Most of Rav Zutray Masik and the main kli is still mutter. Most of Rav Zutray Masik and Bekelim and Masik and Shivrei Kelim. We said you're allowed to be Masik with Kelim, but not with Shivrei Kelim. So Dinishbru Emas. So what are we talking about? When did these? Because they're muksa apparently Shivrei Kelim. But when did they break? Ilema Dinishbru Me Erev Yom Tov Eitzim Bialman Inu. If they broke an Erev Yontif, so then it's regular firewood. You're allowed to use regular firewood in Yontif. It's not muksa on Yontif. So you're allowed to use wood for a fire on Yontif. Elav b'yomtov must be that they broke on Yontif. V'katani masikin b'kelim and masikin b'shivrei kelim. And we say you're allowed to handle kelim, but not the shivrei kelim on Yontif. So you see that we don't say that they're muchan agav avihen. We say that it's nolad, it's a brand new entity, and it's going to be usher. So this whole svara of that they're muchan al gabi avihen is not correct. So rather we say like this. Amar v'dor mashmol. Machlokas nishbru b'shabbos. The whole machlokas is only when it breaks on Shabbos. The mar sover muchanu, mar sover noladu. That's where we have a question whether it's muksa or not. Av me'erev Shabbos divrei akol mutarin. If it broke on erev Shabbos, everyone would hold its mutar. Hol v'huchnu l'malacha miba odyom. Since it's muchan for its malacha, miba odyom, before Shabbos even began, it was already muchan for its malacha. Okay, we're out of time. We'll try to catch up tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem from Tani Chada. Yeah.